This is what Jared Irwin hears from his sons when he wakes them up to go to school every Saturday morning.
Don't make me do it.
Irwin is a white guy from Minnesota. His wife, Florencia, is from Peru. They live in Redmond. They have four children. And like every parent, they want to give their kids an academic edge. And for that, they're sending their two oldest, 8 and 6 years old, to the Northwest Chinese School in Bellevue. The school rents out Newport High School. More than 1,000 students fill the building every weekend. This same scene is playing out in weekend Chinese schools all over the country. New Jersey, Texas, California. Jared and Florencia Irwin's son, Nathan, who's 8 years old, is not embracing his Mandarin class.
I don't even understand any of it. Ugh, what is... And so this is what I usually do. Pretend this is the desk.
You put your head down.
Yeah, I just sit there forever for 2 hours. Well, actually, not quite 2 hours. 10 minutes.
With China being the major global player that it is, Florencia Irwin says it's important for her children to be familiar with the culture, and she wants to challenge them.
Chinese language, I think, is really difficult. And I want them to know that not everything is easy. Sometimes you need to, you know, work even harder.
Jared Irwin likes that his kids are the minority in the classroom. It doesn't seem to faze them at all.
They go in and everyone's Chinese and they're just happy. So I don't know, for me it might be intimidating now if I were to go and be in an all-Chinese class, try to study language, I'd feel like having a hard time.
What the Irwins are doing is part of a growing trend over the last 5 years. Parents see how well Asian American kids do academically. They see them getting more college degrees than any other ethnic group, and they want some of that success to rub off onto their children. Today, about 5% of the students at the Northwest Chinese School are non-Asian. Chinese schools in Houston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco are also seeing more students who come from other backgrounds.
I was so surprised when I saw my first non-Chinese student.
Kevin Ma, who is Chinese American, was a student here for 10 years. Now he teaches a course for 4 to 7 year olds that covers math, logic, and English.
All right, can everyone come sit down in the middle, please?
The game they're playing on this day involves picking out adjectives and nouns from a pile of words on the floor.
Cool, you can move.
Oh, that should say mom, not wow.
Sorry.
Is mom a verb?
His class looks like a model United Nations. He has Chinese-American students, kids like Nathan Irwin, East Indians, Korean-Americans, and Japanese-Americans. Ma is blown away by what these kids can do.
I have kids that come in at the beginning of the year, have never done math in their life. By the end of the semester, they're starting multiplication. They're 4 years old. It's absolutely insane. Some of them, by the end of the year, they're doing book reports, and these are kids that haven't been able to read since they first joined my class. So the progress they make, it's just amazing.
It is impressive, and so is the stack of homework students have to complete during the week on top of their regular schoolwork. Is it all just a little too much? Fan Ping sometimes asks herself this question. Ping grew up in Shanghai, China, where the school day was from 8 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Now Ping lives in Issaquah. She has a daughter at the Northwest Chinese School. She likes that her child is being challenged, but doesn't want to push her too hard.
Sometimes I feel doubtful, you know, sometimes, when they're like, oh my God, why should I spend so much time on Chinese that other students don't even need to, you know, worry about? And we feel like, are we going, you know, giving them too much burden? But later on, you feel like if you keep them in this program, gradually they will accumulate enough knowledge, and also they accumulate their friendship from this community, which is, I think, really precious.
8-year-old Nathan Irwin is starting to make friends, and not all of his classes are torture. His math class gets a big thumbs up.
Awesome.
He says his Saturday math class is way more advanced and he likes it.
What does it take to make a solid into a liquid, into a gas, into the fourth kind, which I don't remember?
Even though the precious hours of a Saturday are spent inside, Nathan and his classmates don't completely surrender.
There's a vending machine and our parents usually give us $1. And the dollar we spend on like Doritos or something candy-ish and we eat. Or I just play tag.
In the hallways?
Yeah.
Yes, they are in school, but it's still the weekend. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.